Jill Biden has COVID-19. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The First Lady tested positive and is experiencing mild symptoms, according to a statement from the White House. Now, President Biden, they say, has tested negative. He's supposed to fly to India Thursday for the G20 World Leaders Summit.
The White House says the president will be tested often this week and will pay attention to see if any symptoms pop up. On President Biden's schedule Tuesday is a Medal of Honor ceremony for Captain Larry Taylor, and it looks like that event will still happen. The First Lady is staying at the family's house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The 72-year-old tested positive for the virus in August of last year and made a full recovery. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
August recess is over and the Senate returns to session this afternoon. It's unclear whether Republican leader Mitch McConnell will speak. Some senators want more transparency about his health. McConnell froze up again during a speaking engagement last week. The leader of North Korea is reportedly planning to take a train to Russia to talk to Russian President Vladimir Putin about supplying ammunition for his war with Ukraine.
That would be in exchange for technology to advance satellites and nuclear-powered submarines in North Korea. Now, Kim Jong-un will reportedly also be seeking food for his people who have gone hungry under his leadership. And the United States first warned of North Korea aiding Russia's war in Ukraine a year ago.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The search for convicted murderer Daniello Cavalcante expands in southeastern Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivin with the state police says he was spotted in a botanical garden.
Early this morning, we were notified by security at Longwood Gardens that they had trail camera photos taken on their property, which appear to be Cavalcante. This area is just south of the perimeter.
Cavalcante escaped Thursday. Schools in at least two districts are closed today because of the manhunt. Former Proud Boys right-wing militia leader Enrique Tarrio is being sentenced today for his role in the Capitol riot. It was postponed last week when the judge got sick. Prosecutors are asking for a 33-year sentence. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
News.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro's federal contempt trial starts today in Washington, D.C. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
He's accused of repeatedly refusing to testify before and submit documents to the House Select Committee on the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. As recently as last week, Navarro was attempting to assert that executive privilege prohibited his testimony. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta ruled that was not proven, in part because former President Trump never confirmed Navarro's claim. The trial is expected to be relatively short for the former trade advisor.
Another Trump advisor, Steve Bannon, was convicted of contempt of Congress last summer and sentenced to 4 months in prison. That sentence is on hold pending appeal. It was deadly rough weather at some New Jersey beaches over Labor Day weekend.
Many beachgoers ignored repeated warnings about the strong rip currents along the New Jersey shore. More than a dozen people got into serious trouble in the powerful currents created by the remnants of hurricanes and tropical storms far offshore. Three swimmers died, including a 22-year-old man who drowned at Beach Haven. In Belmar, a group of swimmers ended up in distress. Five made it out alive. A 42-year-old man did not. And six people needed rescuing at Seaside Beach. Again, five rescued, but teams were unable to find a 31-year-old man. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A new law banning guns in parts of Los Gatos, California, south of San Jose, was supposed to take effect today. It's on hold.
These areas would be off limits to those carrying firearms, even if possessing a carry permit, though the ordinance is not in effect now because the city got letters from lawyers with the California Rifle and Pistol Association and the Second Amendment Foundation questioning the legality of gun-free zones.
Fox's Evan Brown. Dow futures are up 29 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the University of Illinois Alumni Association announced that David Bambry would be appointed the next president of the organization. Bambry has been serving as the association's interim president since the passing of the former president, Jennifer Dillavue, in May. Before assuming the interim presidency, Bambry served as vice president of alumni and student engagement at the UIAA for over 5 years. Illinois State Police updating the pre-employment requirements for people applying to become a trooper. The new option 3 allows for current law enforcement officers with 3 years of continuous service at the same law enforcement agency to join ranks of the ISP quickly. Two airlines looking to come to the Decatur airport, and citizens have until the end of September to give feedback on the options. The companies that have brought forth proposals are Contour Airlines and Southern Airways Express. Proposals posted online August the 10th. People have until September 29 to give that important feedback. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer, sure was fun meeting your wife Christine, having you at our tailgating, and also seeing an Illini victory, which was certainly in doubt in that third quarter, Mr. Weatherman.
Yeah, that's right, boy. We were a little concerned, but I tell you, like you pointed out last hour, sometimes you just you got to pull it out. You win ugly. That's the term. You win ugly. And that was just a phenomenal bomb of a pass that gentleman had caught down there to set up the game-winning field goal.
Washington on fourth and four.
I believe they played Kansas on Friday, and I think Kansas really did a number on whoever they played.
Now, they're good. We're 3.5-point underdogs. Kansas is really good. They won a bowl last year. They were really rolling, then their quarterback got hurt. So, it's going to be a big crowd, and they're going to be cheering for those Jayhawks. We'll see what we can do, but we're 1-0. On we go. What's the weather? Things are turning cooler eventually here, aren't they?
Yeah, and Illini will be getting out there in Kansas in just the nick of time, because the heat wave will break. It has been a tough one on man and beast and those winter wheat fields across Kansas, but there ought to be a markedly cooler, drier, more seasonal, more manageable air and humidity levels out there as well come Friday evening in Kansas. And back this way, even looking forward towards the following weekend at Penn State, no real heat in sight, seasonal temperatures, maybe a little more showery natured weather pattern, but that may be beneficial to one and all. Speaking of shower activity, see down south and west of Effingham this morning, Vandalia, a little bit of rain, and down towards Mount Vernon, just a little light stuff that barely dampens the pavement, but we'll keep an eye on that for later on this morning, and maybe a distant rumble of thunder this afternoon, much like we had in spots here yesterday afternoon, almost a repeat performance. 74 over at Willard and Savoy right now. The dew points have climbed. The air up at 68, and it'll be a warm and humid, muggy day today. 70 over at Rantoul currently. We'll climb to about 90 with a partly sunny sky and a slim chance for a stray late morning or afternoon shower, weak thunder shower across the area. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. Warm, humid tonight. Maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm this evening. We'll bottom out 74. We do have an approaching cold front tomorrow, particularly tomorrow afternoon, but only about half the year. We'll see a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms late morning and afternoon tomorrow. Partly sunny and high about 87. Humidity comes down tomorrow night. Wind shift northwest to west and a low temperature down at 63. Going forward, fine weather for the rest of the weekend. Into the weekend, partly sunny, 76 on Thursday. 75 Friday, mid to upper 70s over the weekend and into early next week with maybe a couple of rain showers mid next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com. It's Kent Dunford owns Fresca or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but you were a big shot.
Director of manufacturing.
You're big time. Very good. You manufacture stuff.
Yes.
And you've been there a while.
35 plus years.
Awesome.
Well, I'm just wondering.
And it's probably kind of a 401k kind of situation where you could be investing in the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, without manufacturing, where would we be, Kent?
That's right.
You wouldn't have any of that toggle switch thing or whatever you do.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, good to see you again.
Thank you.
What's new? I mean, Fresca's been looking for people, and a lot of people are looking for you.
Yeah, we're growing, still adding headcount, bringing people on every week. So we're looking for people that are interested in aviation, in technology, and want a good environment to work in.
You got, I mean, is this the biggest in the world from the standpoint of simulation and all that you do?
Well, not the biggest.
You're one of the most prominent.
We are, yeah. We manufacture everything from Cessna devices all the way up to combat helicopters and jets.
Wow.
So probably the only one in the world that does that gambit of things. But now that we've been acquired by Flight Safety, we've tagged on to a training organization that can add curriculum, facilities, instructors to our simulators. So,
well, this is really meaningful work. To me, it just gives it a little bit a better rapport with others when you really have a goal in mind and you're really making progress.
Yeah, it's really cool to work on a product where you're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We improve safety in our skies every day, whether it be from the pilot that's learning to fly at Willard all the way up to, you know, we got guys that do transatlantic flights that have trained in our devices.
You know, so I think people probably don't know because they're busy and they're living their life, but they don't understand all that goes in to an airplane ride.
Right.
And the amount of effort and care and safety. Gracie was on a plane last night in Chicago. They had to go back to the terminal because one of the engines. So they went through the process, eventually came home. But I was happy they went back to the terminal because they had to sort it out. They had crews there ready to go and everything else. But the mechanics of everything that goes through an airplane ride is really impressive. And you know all about that. What people do to get there, to train, all the things that are necessary to make it successful.
Hours and hours of training, repeated scenarios of failures that you never have to encounter, we train for. Weather that you hope never to fly in, we train for.
When it comes to the people who put this all together, what kind of jobs are you looking to fill at Frasca International?
So currently, from top to bottom, everything from, we're hiring some grounds people right now just to keep the facilities maintained.
Might be a retired guy want to mow a little grass or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know where we're at, but we got a lot of grass around the airport. Yeah. So we're looking for somebody
out there by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Yeah. I always say out there by Frasca, but
right. More people know Farm and Fleet than Frasca usually.
Anymore, man. We're saying Frasca's name a lot these days.
Yeah. And it's helped, too. I mean, we've seen a definite uptick to our career site. We went live July 1st with the ads here, and immediately the traffic to our career site picked up. So
when it comes to the engineers, I mean, it's kind of in the weeds on what you're doing, Kent Dunford.
Okay. So electrical engineers, design the harnesses and stuff. Mechanical engineers that design the mechanics that make these things work. Aeronautical engineers that make the simulator fly like the aircraft.
Okay.
One of the unique things we do, we will actually, if we don't have a good data package for an aircraft, we'll actually rent time on the aircraft, put all kinds of telemetry gathering data equipment on it, get the flight model, bring it back here, and then put it into the simulator.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you need, like, machine shop finishers.
Yes. So a guy that might not have a CNC degree or CNC experience, but knows
what
how
is
to
CNC?
Work with...
I'm sorry.
CNC is, it is computer numeric control machining. So it's... the old bridge ports where you had to put bits and stuff in, it's an automated version of that.
Okay.
So it runs a computer program, does the machining itself, and we need an operator there to watch the program run, make sure it's loaded correctly.
Electrical design associate.
Yeah, they actually design the harnesses and cables that go into the simulator, the avionics systems and subsystems.
And someone who's good with numbers, an accountant.
We do. We have to do a lot of reporting.
Yeah. Yep.
And so a lot of counting numbers. And more people means more reports. Uh-huh. So we've got to have an accountant there to help our staff.
Ken Dunford on the Frasca needs, and we're excited to talk about Frasca being such a wonderful staple in our community. Last question. What did you think of the movie Sully?
It's pretty awesome.
Was it
pretty
accurate awesome. For the simulators and all the things they were showing in court and all that stuff?
Yes, the training that Captain Sully had to go through to be able to do what he did relied
on
simulators.
That was a miracle nobody died.
It was. It was.
How did they land on the Hudson? That was Tom Hanks. I mean, it was a tremendous movie.
Right.
And then to say bird strike and all that stuff, and then to say, well, you're not taking into account the fact that we have to assess where we are.
Correct.
And it just on 35, 40 seconds, they figured out what that's crazy.
Right. And the series of decisions that he had to make correctly makes it a miracle.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And that's probably all from training and things that you guys had a hand in.
Correct.
Amazing. You want to do something significant, you go to Frasca.
That's right. And they value and respect their employees, and there's all kinds of positions with extraordinary benefits packages.
Yes. It's a great place to work. Something's kept me there for 35 years.
Who's there when you were there? I mean, how many people are left there when you started?
Probably three or four.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah. Not counting family, I've been there longer than anybody.
Is there a position called Frasca Greeter? Hey!
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, how you doing?
That's for you, Stevie.
We have June at the front
desk. June, okay. And she was at Krannert Center for years, and she's terrific.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Mama June.
Exactly.
Then I know who she is.
Yes.
If she's Mama June, I know who she is.
Yes.
You can't replace Mama June.
No.
Yeah.
She's the glue, actually.
It's Kent Dunn for Frasca. If people want information, what should they do?
They should go to frasca.com/careers. They can call 217-344-9200 and ask for me. Get your resume to us as quickly as you can, and we'll fit you for a job.
Kent Dunford, D-U-N-F-O-R-D, Frasca. And again, you want a nice place to work that you're excited to go to work every morning. You might want to check them out.
344-9200 or frasca.com/careers.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, Kent.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Good job. Busey proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span, generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. If you want to learn more about Busey and the nearly 200 associates that actively commit to board service in the communities, you can go get information and read the Busey 2022 Impact Report. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development, reinvestment activities, they are deeply involved in their town. To learn more, read the full report, go to Busey.com/impact. For over 150 years, it's been Busey. Member FDIC. We will be right back. Fox Business Minutes is coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets, so tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse, choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Ben Anvis, Saturday. And this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here. And temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today, partly sunny up around 90, and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning. Maybe an isolated isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening. Low down to 74. Partly sunny. Very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers, thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow. And spots with a high around 87 degrees. So early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs economists now say the possibility of a recession in the U.S. next year is down to 15%. The previous estimate was 20%. They say improvements in inflation and the labor market holding up are the reasons. Tyson stepped up chicken production when demand peaked a couple of years ago. Now it's closing six plants to cut costs. The Wall Street Journal says demand is flat and wholesale prices are low. Tyson also has laid off some corporate employees and is making changes to the way it raises birds. Mercedes has unveiled an electric concept car to compete with the Tesla Model 3, and it will travel more miles on a charge. Mercedes says the electric sedan will go 466 miles. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brett Bielema met the media yesterday. We got some clips from that. Also, Luke Altmaier will be on this afternoon on The Drive. Jay Layman, 3 until 4 today. And then Luke Altmaier, the quarterback, in his first big-time game, came up with a big-time rally.
Yes.
In his fourth and four throw to Casey Washington. Incredible throw as he got hit. An incredible catch by Casey. All right, it is 8:24. Lauren Gramley, Habitat for Humanity, my wife's favorite store. It's raised a wolf already.
Oh, my God. I feel like it was just here.
It was. It was here 2 weeks ago.
That's how it feels, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what is the event about? How can we contribute?
Okay, yeah. So basically, this is a competitive pet house build. We have teams who enter to compete, and they have 5 hours to build a pet house on site at the Habitat Restore. And then they decorate the house and make it all amazing. And then we have a panel of judges that come through and pick their favorites. We hand out trophies, including the ultimate trophy. And then all the houses are put on display at the Habitat Restore. The public can look at them, then they can buy them. And so all the money raised via Raise the Wolf then helps fund our local home building program.
Nice. This is really fun.
It's a fun event.
And to have 18 teams, that's awesome.
I can't believe it. I mean, every year we have a lot of teams participate, but you never know what to expect. But we had so many amazing teams signed up this year, and we're really excited. We have professionals. We have like Urbana High School coming out. The women's wheelchair basketball team is going to be out. We have local banks. You know, it's just going to be like a really, really great year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, as far as the food, also Dave's Dogs.
Yeah, so we're going to have the Dave's Dogs truck out at the event. We're also going to have a couple local pet adoption agencies out there. The ASPCA will be out as well. So there'll be things to do. We're going to have a birdhouse build going on outside in the parking lot as well that's kid friendly. So anybody can participate. And of course, you know, you can also shop the Restore while you're there. We're going to be opening an hour early. So tell your wife, Stevie. 9 a.m. on the 9th. Yes.
We usually don't have big enough vehicles. So it's Lauren Gramley. She's talking about Raise the Wolf coming up this weekend already, and it's a great fundraiser. Is there a size limitation on how big these can be?
We do have to have some restrictions. So for the old dogs category, which is for the professional builders and architects, we have to give them some dimension restrictions. Otherwise, you know, you won't be able to get these houses into your house or into your yard. So, but we try to make it so we don't have too many restrictions. We want teams to be able to build whatever they want. And I'm really excited. We have 7 teams building in Old Dogs this year, and they're all from like architect companies.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Although I do have to give shout out to ESS Clean. They're our top dog sponsor this year, and they are also bravely building with Old Dogs this year. I hear they might be welding. I don't know, but it's going to be really exciting.
Well, here's a hot tip. If anybody's listening to this building, put solar on it. I've had 52 solar people come by my house.
We've had solar in the past, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I expect to see it again this year.
I thought I had an original idea.
But, you know, I definitely encourage people to come out to the Restore. The houses will be on display the Tuesday after the event and moving forward. And, yeah, come check out all the amazing designs. I'm really excited about it.
And you have it on display, too, at cuhabitat.org?
We'll have it on our online store, so people can also buy them via our online store. You can get to that through our website.
Bottom line is you help people get into homes.
We do.
And that's obviously your mission, to go build a house. Jimmy Carter, very active
all
of his life.
I love Jimmy. Yeah, no, this is a great way for people to be involved with Habitat. You know, if you're afraid to come out to the builds, you're afraid you're going to mess someone's house up, because a lot of people are afraid of that. This is a way to get into building, and you just see that you can do it. Anybody can build, you know, and also to support Habitat in a way. If you can't come out to the builds, you can participate in Raise the Wolf, or you can buy one of the pet houses.
Now, if somebody is interested in being part of the program, you have a way for people to finance and kind of get trained in this.
0% interest mortgage. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you think about that, but yeah, we work with local families, you know, every year who apply and are accepted into our program. We work with them. They come out and build their own homes. They pay a mortgage. I mean, it's pretty amazing, the process, because a lot of them have full-time jobs, going to school, and then on the side, they're building their own home, and it's just
really
so
empowering.
Amazing.
It's empowering.
It really
just
is.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren Gramley, we always appreciate your visits to Philo.
Oh, I love coming out here.
Thanks to our studios, and thank you for all you're doing. Raise the Wolf. How can people get information online?
They can go to our website, cuhabitat.org.
Well, all the best with the event on
Saturday. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Lauren Gramley, Habitat for Humanity, Raise the Wolf, ESPN 93.5. The news coming up next, 8:29. It's Tuesday. Feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's for the Bears' $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs and Simply Spiked Lemonade. Patio tailgate for the Bears-Packers game Sunday, September 10th will feature brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins during the cookout from noon till 3 ahead of the 3:25 kickoff with a tailgate trailer, big screen TV for you and your Bears-Packers pals to enjoy. Try to win a Fields jersey or Bears tickets Sunday, September 10th at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Back to work after Labor Day, but United Auto Workers driving a hard line toward a strike next week, demanding 46% pay hikes and the Big Three's big profits. President Biden's downplaying the threat of the union strike. The union says he shouldn't. Presidential candidate Donald Trump warns Biden's green energy push will end the Big Three and drive EV production to China. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is planning to hop his private train to meet with Russia's president. Florida Congressman and veteran Green Beret Mike Waltz on Fox and Friends First.
This is an extension of the unholy alliance of Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea, the new axis of evil.
And days before President Biden flies to the G20 summit in India, First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive with a case of COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office has publicly released new details Sunday of the shooting in rural Kenny. They confirmed one person dead, the shooter at large, the suspect identified as Jose Munoz. He's described as 5'6", Hispanic man with heavy build, black hair, brown eyes. The victim currently treated at Carl Hospital. Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District says they won't agree to a payment proposal from Marketplace Mall to use their space. MTD said the mall discussed the idea of a maintenance fee for buses to pick up and drop off people in their area. Managing Director Carl Nadd said a two-year, $1,500 a month agreement was declined. Well, Caleb Griffin's 29-yard field goal with 5 seconds to go, lifting Illinois to a 30-28 season opening win over Toledo at Memorial Stadium Saturday. Lou threw for 211 passing yards, two touchdowns in his Illini debut, and Pat Bryant hauled in both touchdowns. Illinois hits the road to face Kansas on Friday night. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panama and vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly in play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning and maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower or thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow will be approaching cold front later in the day. Very warm and humid, partly sunny sky, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west-northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76, up to 75 on Friday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. And again, it's Tuesday morning. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Nice day off. Nice time to kind of rejuvenate. It's going to be a short week. This is Tuesday. And coming up today, it's Jay Layman. What is normally going to be on Mondays is on Tuesday because of the Labor Day.
Right.
And so Jay Layman on with the boys.
And it's always great to hear from our Illini athletes who are invested in the game from the weekend before. And the drive will be brought to you by Brian Hansen State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. Crossroads Contractor Supply, Todd and the guys will get you the right tools when you need it. First Federal Savings Bank, a ton the gang, local and trusted. And, of course, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Okay, Luke Altmaier will be on today. You'll hear the whole interview, but Luke was talking about learning from week one to week two.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach B has taught us so much growth occurs from week one to week two. And
yes.
Going back and, you know, kind of watching the film, you know, I think as a whole, we're beating ourselves in a way with, you know, penalties and mental errors.
Good call.
And I even had a turnover right there in the third quarter. So there's so much to clean up and so much we need to do to get better, you know, this week of practice. And, you know, individually as players, we'll do what it takes to keep growing. But, I think as an offense, we showed a lot of resiliency from coming off a turnover and, you know, getting the ball back and going to score and, you know, executing a 2-minute drive and a couple of fourth down conversions. And, you know, I think there's so much to learn from our failures and even our successes and understanding our weaknesses and strengths. And, you know, I know we'll be better because of, you know, our week one.
Luke Altmaier, Lante, yesterday, they got that on. Schedule's real out of whack from the standpoint of normal schedule because mm-hmm. they play Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So the team flies out Thursday preparing for Kansas. We are not expected to win the game, so no pressure, even though we really want to win.
Right.
I mean, again, 49,000 people. 49,000.
Sure felt good.
It normally 28 to 35.
Uh-huh.
49,000.
Right.
You take a look at this January bowl team. Well, we went down to Florida.
I was on the east side. It was easy for me to get in because I was coming down the street and then walking in a different access. But it looked like there was a big surge between 6 and 6:30, that's for sure.
Well, pretty exciting. And everything, I think, went well. Getting in was easy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
On the west side, we had a line where you didn't have a bag, so
okay.
That went quickly.
Okay.
So we got in on the west side fine. You can get in on the west side. You just gotta walk
that's
all
right.
the way around, whatever you want to do.
On the east side, you mean?
East or west. You
right.
can go west and get to the east.
Mm-hmm.
You just walk around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I told people you can go in anywhere you want. You just got to go find your seat.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It's going to be getting to that point to keep it going where you're going to have to look down and see where you're supposed to sit.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's over here or over here.
But it was totally fun for me because it was all my winners from Pia's and we were just reminiscing about the broadcast and, you know, all talking about our Illini, just very engaged in this season. It was a blast.
Brett Bielema, our football coach, talking about the game yesterday.
Special teams gave it obviously to Caleb. I thought, you know, a guy that's put in a lot of football, came back for an extra bonus senior year, a guy that, you know, a year ago I talked to him about, hey, I'm going to give you a chance to win all three phases. Did a good job with that, but really the last 2 weeks kicked the ball extremely well in practice, both as field goal and kickoff. Did a really nice job, and then to have a game-winning walk-off. Well, there's one more play, I guess, but really just an exceptional game. And then we also gave it to Mac Rosetic, kind of a, you know, he only had a limited number of plays, but he had kickoff coverage. He had three plays and two tackles, right? So, like, that batting percentage speaks very well.
You know why they kicked it with 5 seconds? It was actually 8 seconds. They kick it because it's third down. If there was a bad snap, jump on it, call timeout. We got one more down.
Yeah.
So you can kick it. So that's why they gave them. You say, why didn't you kick it? Well, because in case something happened.
Yeah.
Then even with 5 seconds left, you go, oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I mean, but that's the reason. That's the right call.
Okay.
Another good example, I think, young talent, you know, Mac. If I'm not mistaken, he was going to play junior college baseball before we offered the opportunity to come and play football, and has proven to be a very, very dynamic player, a lot of speed, a lot of ability, best hairstyle by far in the current era that we live in, and just a fun kid in the program. So our look team guys, defensive look, going against our offense, Mason Moragan, who actually traveled with us, who was on the verge of playing, has been super impressive in camp. We actually recruit him as a defensive end, and we're playing him as an outside backer, just really rangy, long, athletic, does exactly what we ask him to do, really enjoys the game, super, super excited about where he is and could play for us this week as well. Our offensive look, our two quarterbacks that gave us looks all camp, Cal Swanson and Jacob Huber, those two guys really did a good job of impersonating number seven, but seven did a pretty good job impersonating himself on Saturday, as we all know. But those guys really gave us a look through camp, and then our special teams look team guy, Mike Manning, just a guy that just continues to be super impressive every day in our practice. He played for us, or my guess is he'll play for us again this year. A couple things on injuries. Guys injured in the game. T-Strain has got to pass concussion protocol, but, you know, is in that path. He definitely is progressing in the right direction. Isaiah Adams is all the X-rays, MRIs were negative, and really like the progress he's made in the last 24 hours. Zy Chrysler just had some, a couple guys had cramping issues. Zy was one. There was also Xavier Scott, Kaneno Odulaga, and Josh Geske. Those guys all had some cramping that took place. So they'll return. We just got to make sure that this week is going to be even hotter than it was before. So. Got some encouraging news for Matt Bailey. He had a second wave of tests and all very, very positive. So he's progressing even further this week than we had hoped. So really excited about him. If not this week, next week, I think we feel pretty good about
safety.
And then, the other guy, Zeke Holmes, we kind of were moving him through fall camp. He's come back.
Like 100 guys. He's remembering these names from like 120 guys.
Right. Where's his cue sheet?
He's pretty good. He has some notes down, but he's pulling them out, man.
Off the ACL, had some complications that just, you know, were a lot of different things. Had a back, had another knee that were just minor issues, but compounded. So we kind of just took a couple week window to set him down and kind of let him rehab and focus. So we did that. We turned the page quickly on Sunday. We came in the building as coaches, graded it, brought our players in late afternoon, did a good 90 minute film session on Toledo. A lot of really, I don't know how many times I said this through phone calls or texts, people reaching out to me, obviously gave a lot of credit to Toledo after the game, and that still holds true today. But there were enough things for us, on all three phases of the game that let us win the game, but a lot of things that we can go correct. I think, in my 30 years in coaching, 15 years as a head coach, the best environment for a Sunday or the day after a game is to have a game that you win, but yeah. Do enough things that you need to correct so they have a great frame of mind. And I thought our guys really bought into that, had a lot of individual today with no class, right? We've been able to have some guys through the building, brought some guys in. Hey, this is where I think you are. This is where I think you can go. Just a lot of really good conversations. I think for us, a lot of people always talk about the growth from game one to game two with players. I think it can really happen for coaches that haven't worked together. So to have the four new coaches play the way they did, I told Dish to have a field goal game winning execution as a first-year special teams coordinator was pretty cool. I thought we handled that moment very well. So I thought Dish and what we brought him here to do is tight ends. Tip played really well. Also on the offensive side of the ball, Thad Ward, two running backs come in and do what we did, but also just a lot of other things that he's done in the building jumped out before that game. And couldn't be more excited about those two guys. Charlie Bullen, our outside linebacker play, the three guys that played the most amount of reps were pretty impressive. Alec Bryan played his most complete, really good game overall. Seth and Gabe continued to be pretty impressive and like where they're at. And so he had a tremendous, and then Antonio Fanellis, we were thin a little bit at corner, especially when T-Strain went down. I thought he handled the moment, moved guys around, and did a really good job.
Unbelievable. The guy's just talking off the top of his head. Mm-hmm. He's just going through the whole thing. He just knows everything about what he's doing. And we got to win, and that feels good. It wouldn't have felt good to – I know Toledo was really good, but you just have to get that first home game. And again, Stevie J's goal is 6, and that was big to get the first one.
Yeah,
boy, Purdue losing to Fresno, and I didn't realize Jeff Tedford, he was the former California quarterback. I'm California coach and been around a long time. Fresno State has won 10 straight football games.
Oh wow!
So they're a really good team. They won their bowl. They won 10 in a row, 9 in a row last year. So they started out going to Purdue. Now Purdue has to go to Virginia Tech. That's not going to be easy either. And again, we're keeping our eye on it because the defensive coordinator for Illinois,
Ryan Walters.
I bet the chat line and all the social media had to explode on him. I knew we shouldn't have hired
an
assistant coach of Illinois.
Well,
what are we doing?
And in my section, when we saw the score come up on the Jumbotron and people were all the chatter about, look at that.
Listen,
it's Boilermaker Nation.
Hard to win a football game. It really is. Mm-hmm. And nobody's against Ryan Walters, but we do want to beat him. There's no doubt. We got them coming up in a few weeks, and it'll be at Purdue, and they'll be jacked and all that stuff.
Well, and the extra stuff, of course, is what I'm all about in my whole little section there. We had a great time talking about the freaky fast 77-yard dash.
But to think about that, it was really a cool promotion from the end of the third to beginning of the fourth. Uh-huh. They had a Red Grange, somebody dressed up like Red Grange, and you're thinking, well, that guy has to be faster. You're going to diss Red Grange. You can't do that because he was real. And then the other guy had to be somewhat competitive. Otherwise, it's no fun and they'll never win.
Right.
The guy they had running for Red was fast.
That's right.
He was really fast.
He was.
Which is appropriate.
Freaky fast.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to get. Listen, I want to do that. The Stevie J Broadcasting $10,000 race. If you never give it away, it's a great promotion.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're going to give away one sandwich.
Year's supply of Jimmy John's if you beat Red Grange.
And again, asterisk that. It's
right.
Like one a week.
I know.
Anyway, it's nobody's going to beat Red Grange, and they probably shouldn't unless it's a track player for Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And make it part of an NIL deal or something.
That's right.
But the kid running for Red was awesome.
That's right.
But that's what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
I wanted Red to be represented. And he was, and good luck to anybody. And the kid running was fast.
Uh-huh.
But Red was flying. Then somebody I heard say, sign him up. Put him in the...
Exactly.
All right, 845.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. All right, sports headlines.
Well, our Illini win, so next up will be Kansas at 6:30. So go Illini. Our Illini women's volleyball team in action up north as they take on University of Illinois Chicago's Flames at 6 o'clock tonight in that Credit Union Arena. We have the St. Louis Cardinals, who were off yesterday, in action in Atlanta with a 6:20 start. Miles Michaelis on the mound. The Cubs blank San Francisco 5-0. They've got a 6:40 start using Kyle Hendricks on the mound against the Giants' Ryan Walker. Also, Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox 12-1. They've got a 6:40 start. As far as NCAA football yesterday, would you believe number 9 Clemson went down? Duke won that game 28-7.
Wow.
Looking forward to Dub Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers Sunday at 3:25 on Fox. Watch the action with fans at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue.
One time when I was doing promotions down on the floor at State Farm Center, used to be Assembly Hall, and we had two people come out. It was actually one, it was supposed to be a grand prize of this win a car.
Yeah.
And so they told me what it was going to be. They said the guy has to come out and make a half court shot.
Okay.
Twice.
Ooh.
Now, Illinois at that time was not playing great basketball, and we were on the line whether we were going to NIT or NCAA. So I clearly knew the crowd was testy.
Yes.
I said, guys, if you'd make me say make the half court shot twice, they will boo. You got to give me something. So then they did. And I went out and said, okay, you got to make two half-court shots. But if you hit the backboard, I'll give you $500. You
know, okay.
Kind of. And I think it tempered it somewhat.
Okay.
But the way the fans, you could feel the fans were not in a good mood. They weren't happy about stuff. And now we're in a new car. We can half-court shot twice. Ooh, no chance.
Right.
No chance.
That's right.
You're not doing that. Curly Neal couldn't have done that twice. So anyway, Globetrotters. I think that the Red Grange is really cool and fun, and I want Red to be lightning fast. Just see if you get somebody else that's even faster.
Mm-hmm.
It can be tricky because you can nominate somebody to do it.
That's right.
I can write Diane Ducey.
I mean, I wouldn't be freaky fast.
Get you down there.
Okay.
Check your weather next.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Ben Anvis, Saturday. And this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least in an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here. And temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today, partly sunny up around 90, and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening. Low down to 74. Partly sunny. Very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers and thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow in spots with a high around 87 degrees. Early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low down to 63. Cooler, less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Soldier.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
All right, 8:53. Winding down. Jay Layman today after 3 for his electric hour, and then you'll hear the entire quarterback Luke Altmaier interview that Lon conducted yesterday on Labor Day. You hear all of that, 20 minutes long of good stuff from a quarterback I was very impressed with and excited about. And if you missed it earlier after the game, Brett Bielema said, you know, come on, Luke, let's go. And he kind of looked at me, all right, and all that. And Luke Altmaier winked back at the coach.
How said, did you see that? Was it up on the jump?
Coach said it.
Okay, gotcha.
He said it after the game.
I love that.
Coach was all sweaty and said he winked at me. He said, I got you, coach. Who does that? And again, for his first game, you're telling me he led us down the field, made that throw when he got tackled really hard, And then Casey Washington. Who's Casey? Wow.
Yeah, that was a big play.
And apparently Casey has really been coming on. There was a moment he'd left for another Wake Forest and got to come back. NCAA let him come back. Anyway, I'm going for a bowl. Yeah. That was my whole goal, and that was a big win. And go ahead and track Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And you let me know when they lose again.
Might be MAC conference champs yet again.
I don't think anybody in that conference will beat that team. Well, everything.
Shout out to Kevin Mitchell and the iVarsity team for hosting the 1983, Rose Bowl reunion team. That was so much fun. And for them to have the tour and the reception on Friday night at that Smith Center, it was fabulous for them to see the recovery room, see where they're watching tape back, see where they're eating and the nutrition that they get, and the weightlifting area, and it tracks everything, Stevie. Mm. So if you haven't gone down hard enough for your reps, that's digitally inputted and sent to the trainers. It was so cool for all those football players to see where we're at today.
Fun to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Again, Jay Layman and Lon and Derek this afternoon from 3 to 5. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRAuto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor. With the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates, they have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis